ECER 2009, the podcasts. This interview is with Marit Hulveid from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology. Okay, can you tell us your name and where you're from?
My name is Marit Honerød Hoveid and I'm from Norway.
Okay, Marit, and I understand that you chair all the networks in the ERA, in the European Educational Research Association. You're the chair of the Network Association. Can you tell, many people won't actually know much about how these networks are comprised and structures of the European Educational Research Association. Can you tell us something about it?
A little bit. This has to do with the growth and how ERA grew and became an association. But the networks, first of all, the networks is the core of ERA. The whole conference is structured around the networks. Most of the networks, they've grown up organically, most of them. Some of them were planned from the earlier officials, but most of them have grown organically through researchers that have been interested in different research areas and thereby created different networks. And today we have 27 networks. And funny thing though, they're numbered and suddenly you'll find, oh, there's a missing number. The reason for that is that some networks have been withdrawn because there wasn't enough interest. But the different networks, you'll see if you go through and look at the listing of networks, you'll see that there's quite a few differences, and some are quite alike. And the reason for that is that, as I said, that some... Yeah, because you see, some of the networks are subject-based. Some will deal with a specific area, like the VetNet that you're now representing. It's a very broad network that covers a lot of different research areas that you will find these research areas in several of the other networks also. But if you go into a very subject-specific network area, which would be math education, for instance, you see, that's defined around a very much smaller area.
Well, I suppose one question I've got, I've been talking to quite a lot of people here, a lot of them saying it's a wonderful conference, they're learning a lot. A lot of saying there's also it's too big, they can't find their way around, they don't know what's going on. How do you see this? I mean, it's a wonderful conference in a wonderful place, but it is big and it is confusing. How do you see ERA developing, the European Educational Research Association and the conference developing in the future? Are you going to grow and grow?
And become like the American the conference that we compare ourselves to? No, I don't think so. And you ask a very pertinent question, because this is one of the questions that both the council and the conveners of the networks have to address right now. This is the largest conference that we've had, 2,050 participants. We are looking right now into ways of what can we do, and I won't say anything specific that we'll do, because it's a process that we have to go through. But I think, in my opinion, if you ask me, in my opinion, I think we've sort of reached the growth or the size that we should be in. We shouldn't expand more than this. And there's one very important reason for that, and that has to do with the ERA history, is that one of the very prerogatives when we have a conference is that we want to go to a university site. We don't want to put the conference in some big business halls, and we could grow to many, many thousands. But in order to stay in universities, in order to accommodate us, to find enough rooms for us, this is about the size that there are very few universities in Europe that could host us if we grow bigger than this. And I think that's one of the things that makes this conference very special, is that it's an educational conference, and it should take place where education also happens, especially higher education, where research takes place, and that is in the universities.
And coming back to the networks, they obviously play a role at the conference in organising the different strands in the conference. Do you see them having a role outside the annual conference of ERA?
I think that's I think, well, in the research community, a way of an impact factor, if you could use that word, would be, of course, that, well, there are papers that are produced into journals and published. There are books. There are things that come out. So things happen here. A very important part of researching is networking. And this is a very important place for networking, for meeting other researchers, also for to getting to know what is happening within educational research. But so I think on that hand, things come out of this. But we don't have very... In some ways, we have some little data on what comes out, but that's one of the areas that we want to develop more in order to know more about that. There's one more thing, and that's since, as I said, I'm not saying that we're going to redesign, but we rediscuss network structure. And I think in my head, and so this, yeah, that's my opinion. One of the things that we have to look into then is this is a research association for European educational research, and the network structure that we build should also mirror what kind of research goes on in educational research, and because the better we can be at making that visible, possibly also we can make some sort of impact. Depending on what you mean by impact, then, if it's political or if it's economical, if it's down into the classroom,
or impact, obviously, in terms of research and practice, yeah, within education. But I suppose then my question would be: the reality is these networks also reflect communities of practice, and communities of practice don't always reflect the more formal research divisions, which are funded by the European Union or reflect the policies of our member states.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that, at least what I've learned when I met CNIT network conveners, is that you have to be aware of that, and you have to nurture that also, because research doesn't come out of nothing. It comes out of engaged researchers that are engaged in areas, and unless you care for that, it'll die. But on the other hand, being a big conference, being an educational research association, you also have to build structures as sort of doing and taking care of two things at the same time.
And I suppose it's a bit bottom-up structures from the community, isn't it? And top-down, if I can call you as a era leadership, the top-down structures are building structures to structure our community.
Yeah, but it's, and I don't think those are, you can't just make a structure and just impose it on what goes on within networks and what takes place in the different communities of practice. But so it's a way of how can you make these communicate? And so that's in itself a research question and a big difficulty which many people within research struggle with. But that's also one of the things that ERA has to deal with. How can we do this? How can we develop this? Because that's that's part of our aim, part of what we want to do.
And one last question, and then you get to the social. I mean, obviously, within Europe, the European Commission is an important body, and obviously, in terms of research, it's a research programme of the European Commission, which reflects that research. I don't think it's wrong to say that in recent years, the research programme has very much marginalised education. How do you see us overcoming that?
Well, I think we have a job to do there. And I think that our new incoming presidents and the Council has acknowledged that. I think there were, in the beginning period of ERA, some of the officers then were visiting Brussels to get in touch, the connection that we have now, we have one big project, which is a EU project, the ERQUI project, which is partly initiated through ERA. But we have to work on that, see how we can, in some ways, and I think I'll leave that to the president to answer, because I think he should do that as the incoming president. But I know that we've talked about it on council, that this is one of the issues, one of the tasks to be developed, things and find actions that we need to take in order to do to do something about it.
Well, thank you. I'm going to go and seek him out now and tell him that you said to ask him.
Yes.
Thank you very much for
You're
your
welcome.
Interview. Thank you.
This recording was made at the ECER conference in Vienna in September 2009. It is a Pontedusky and VetNet production for ECER. The programme is licensed under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license.